This is Hawks Basketball from SFMSports.net.
A big-time win for Fred Batchelor's group here on the road. Just their second road win of the season as they pick up the victory in Orangeburg, South Carolina. Fred joins our postgame show. First of all, congratulations on a hard-fought win. You talked about it in the pregame show. The one thing you wanted people to notice about the way your team plays is that they fight for 40 minutes no matter what happens. How about the fight your team had today?
I thought they showed a lot of fight. I'm really proud of them. You know, we had to dig ourselves out of a hole. You know, this is as much as you're playing basketball, it's a big emotional thing, too. And things hadn't been going well for us. And we talked about how we needed to change the way we were playing. And they bought in. And they listened. And they bought into what we wanted to do. They were much more patient and deliberate with what we wanted to do, getting the ball inside. I thought our big girls played big. But, you know, our guards took care of the basketball. And then we got a great game from Boyce Zabriskie. And that's what we've been missing. We've been missing somebody that steps up and separates himself from everyone else. And I thought tonight she did that.
Moy had a career-high 24 points in this one. It was probably her best overall game of the season. How about her efforts on the defensive end of the floor? Ignore the offense for a moment. She deflected that three, which at the time was one of the bigger shots of the night.
Yeah, Moy, you know, she's a pleasure to coach. You know, she listens, she pays attention, gets down on herself sometimes, which we got to fight through. But, you know, she's a smart kid. She's got huge basketball savvy, and she knows how to play and when to challenge kids. And I thought, you know, early on, that same girl hit two threes in her face in the first half. You know, so I think she adjusted from that and realized that she had to get out and play that she was going to put on the dribble on the floor, and she was able to, you know, get a hand on it, and that was a big defensive play in that game.
Enjoy this one. I know it's easy to smile when your team picks up a win. You finish the conference weekend 1-1, you're going back home.
It's big for us to get a road win. You know, I'm really happy for these girls. You know, I tell them, players win games, coaches lose games, so I'm happy for them.
Thanks for your time. Yeah, appreciate it. All right. Final score tonight, Maryland Eastern Shore with the victory, 63-56.